This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The three richest American musicians of any kind of music all come from hip-hop. Diddy, Dr. Dre, and Jay-Z combined net worth well over $2 billion. The real money they've made, though, hasn't come from their music. It's liquor brands and Beats headphones for Dr. Dre, music streaming services, to name just a couple. And they made it, the three of them did, in the face of racism and a mainstream resistance to hip-hop. So in a way, they were forced to be entrepreneurs. That is the through line of a new book by Zach O'Malley Greenberg. It's called The Three Kings, Diddy, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z, and hip-hop's multi-billion dollar rise. Zach, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on.
You say in this book at some point, if these three guys took Myers-Briggs tests, the personality tests,
yeah,
they would each come out completely differently. I mean, they are very, very different people.
They sure are, you know, and I forget the exact terminology of ENTJ whatever it is, but I think a lot of people look at those three guys and they say they have the same job description, right? Hip-hop mogul. But really, you couldn't get more different in terms of personality. On one end of the spectrum, you've got Dr. Dre, who's admittedly very shy, kind of an anxious dude, very reclusive, but he's a perfectionist. And he works on his albums for years and years and years, sometimes shelves entire albums, has 500 songs in his vault unreleased because they're not perfect enough. He's only put out three full-length albums in his career.
That's like a gazillion dollars sitting in the vault.
Yeah. And Beats by Dr. Dre was his one real non-musical venture, but he spent so many years honing and perfecting it that it turned out to be this $3 billion business, at least according to Apple, who bought it for that much in 2014.
And then you look at the other two, and they're so much more public, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially Diddy. He's sort of the traditional salesman. He's out there in clubs and bars telling bartenders to put Ciroc vodka on a higher shelf, you know.
So he's a micromanager. That's another way of saying that,
exactly.
Right?
Very extroverted, very outgoing. Jay-Z's somewhere in the middle. In the meeting, he's the guy who's kind of hanging back, and then he'll come in and deliver the point after he's gauged the room, kind of taking the temperature, that kind of thing.
We should point out here the importance of fashion as a turning point in the careers of these three guys, from music stars to other big branded kinds of things.
For sure. And certainly throughout the 90s, American mainstream and really international pop culture was starting to take fashion cues from hip hop. And in fact, there was a moment at which Jay-Z had a meeting with a brand called Iceberg. He was rapping about this brand a lot and basically asked for some kind of endorsement deal. And the people at Iceberg would maybe give them free clothes, and that was it.
Wow.
I mean, but maybe. And so Jay-Z went off and said, you know, I'm going to start my own. And that's how he started Rockaware. That's how Diddy started Sean John. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were able to build up these streetwear brands into nine-figure companies, especially during the late 90s heyday of that type of clothing.
How do you reconcile the brand awareness, I suppose, and influence these three men have with the roots of hip-hop and rap, and specifically their own individual histories with violence against women, and all of that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Just to clarify, you know, Jay-Z and Diddy have never been accused of any violence against women. All three of them have had their episodes, run-ins with the law. There are a lot of people who rose from, you know, sort of somewhat nefarious means and then kind of came to a more mainstream acceptable kind of a place. I mean, JFK's dad, right? He was a bootlegger. I mean, Jay-Z acknowledges that. He says, cut from the cloth of the Kennedys. So I think there's also circumstance. If you don't look a certain way, are you going to get the attention of the police? And it's, you know, it was a different world that they lived in coming up in the 70s and 80s, you know, than the one we live in today.
Do you think people in the business world take these three as seriously as they take Elon Musk and Branson and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and all the rest of them?
I think they're, over the past few years, they have gotten to a place where they are taken that seriously. And, you know, I think there's been an awakening of recognition that hip hop is not just this sort of one-off youth fad. It is merged with and overtaken mainstream American culture, and that really in order to tap into some of that consumer demand, you have to be conversant in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Nobody knows hip-hop, and nobody knows the new American culture better than them, in my mind.
Zach O'Malley Greenberg, he writes, he's a senior editor, rather, at Forbes. His latest book about Diddy, Dr. Dre, and Jay-Z is called Three Kings. Zach, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on.
There is more about these three at our website, including a poll. You can tell us which mogul you think you've got the most in common with. Me? I'm going to abstain, I think. Also, an excerpt of Zach's book. It's at marketplace.org.